To Pastor Lin.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们今天再次来到你的面前。
Lord Jesus, we come to you again.
求你这时候洁净我们的心。
Lord, please purify our hearts.
也释放我们的灵。
And edify our spirits.
主啊，求你借着今天的这个你的信息来告诉我们。
Through today's message, we pray that you will teach us.
让你的生命在我们里面。
So that your life will be within us.
圣灵也给我们力量。
And may your Holy Spirit give us strength.
能够把你的道在我们日常生活中行出来。
So that we can live out your teachings in our daily life.
祷告感谢奉耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们要讲到那个金尊的祭司，可能一般时候我们教会对这个祭司这个字，有很多弟兄姐妹来讲是比较陌生的。
So today's topic is about royal priesthood, and perhaps you might not be familiar with the word, the concept of priesthood.
我们最常听到的就是教会复兴这个字。
But we oftentimes hear about church revival.
它是教会复兴包括两个部，一个是品质。
Church revival involves two aspects. One is quality.
就是说这个弟兄姐妹大部分人他能够到一个程度水准，就是满有基督长成的身量。
It means that brothers and sisters who's in the church, they have attained to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
另外一本新翻译叫做达到基督那个完整的境界哈。
Which means that your spiritual maturity has reached to the Christ's level, which is like perfect level.
对，人跟人之间就没有纷争了。
And when we reach that level, there wouldn't be any conflict or divisions.
我再举一个例子，我们都有被人家伤害过的经验。
Let me use an example. All of us probably have the experience of being hurt by somebody else.
但是我们也有可能是无意之中去伤害了别人。
But also many times we have hurt others unintentionally.
那个被伤害人他都不讲话。
Now the ones who got hurt may not tell you exactly what happened.
就像约瑟，他从来不会去讲说我的哥哥把我卖掉了。
Like Joseph, he didn't go around and tell everybody that his brother sold him.
他也不会去问那个人说你为什么这样对我。
And he didn't confront the person saying, why did you do this to me?
他的心里完全没有恨，也没有怨，也没有这个不满。
In fact, in his heart, there was no resentment or any complaint.
所以就不需要饶恕。
Therefore, there was no need to say it out loud to forgive.
所以我们常常说啊，你要原谅那个人，原谅那个人。
So oftentimes when we say you need to forgive the other person,
我觉得我连原谅都不要，就直接爱他了。
I don't think that's even necessary for me because I can just the love kind of.
我有一次被人家从二楼推下去。
There was one time I was pushed by somebody else from the second floor, like he pushed me down.
那我对这个人是我的这个，我叫他二哥了哈。
And that person was my older brother.
因为我的妈妈是人家的姨太太哈。你知道吗？二太太。
Because my mother was not the original wife.
妾，英文妾怎么讲啊
？Mistress。
那推我的那个是原配的儿子，原配的大老婆的儿子。
So basically, the father had two wives, and pastor's wife is the second wife.
我跟他讲过一句话。我跟他讲过一句话。
And I said to this older brother.
就是耶稣赦免我了，所以我也赦免你了。
Because Jesus has forgiven me, I forgive you.
我说哥哥，我爱你。
I said, brother, I love you.
我们不是同一个父亲，我们也不是同一个，因为我是被领养。
Even though we're not blood related, we don't have the same father or even mother because I was adopted.
第二次有一个人姓肖，他拿个那么长的武士刀，他要来砍我。
And then another example, a person last name who's Xiao, he actually stabbed me with a really long knife.
因为他说不准，他说牧师你不可以让我的太太跟小孩去教会。
Because he told me that I don't want you to I don't want my wife and children to go to church and he listen to your preaching.
我说神爱世人，教会门打开，什么人都可以进来。
I told him that God loves people and the door of the church is wide open. Whoever wants to come can come.
后来警察来问我。
And then later, the police were doing investigation and asked me,
牧师，你要不要告他？
I said, Pastor, do you want to file a lawsuit against this person?
我说，我如果告他，他要坐几年牢。
And then I asked, if I do, how many years must he serve?
杀人未遂要关九年。
And they told me it's 9 years.
我说，我不告他了，算了，就放他走了。
And then I said, that's not necessary. I'm willing to let him go.
后来这个肖先生他就信耶稣了。
And later, this Mr. Xiao, he decided to follow Jesus.
所以这个就是一个生命的问题。
So this is a matter of about life.
所以第二个教会的复兴讲到很多的人信耶稣得救，就得救的人数。
The second aspect of church revival is about quantity, is how many people who believe.
第三个就是说所有的弟兄姐妹他都尽到他做一个祭司的职分。
And then, the third aspect is whether brothers and sisters are fulfilling their responsibilities of being a royal priest.
今天我要特别告诉各位，什么是祭司？祭司是做什么
？So today I want to tell you about what exactly the priesthood is about and what they need to do.
彼得前书二章五节这样子讲说：你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。特别注意，圣洁的祭司。借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5 it says that you also like living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
所以意思就是说每一个受洗的基督徒你就是祭司你就是要献祭。
That means every Christian is a holy priest and they need to make spiritual sacrifices and offerings to God.
有一次有一个姐妹跟我说，只有牧师是祭司。
One time, a sister said to me, only pastors are priests.
所以我为了这些人跟她查经查了两个小时。
And because of that, I spent 2 hours to look up verses in the Bible on that topic.
他才知道哦，原来我们弟兄姐妹也是祭司。
Then she realized that in fact every brothers and sister, every believers, is a priest themselves.
那这里讲到金尊祭司，他的属性跟他的职分。
And here it talks about the characters and ministries of the royal priesthood.
他说：“你们是被拣选的族类，一种种族了哈，族类。”
The verse said that you are a chosen people.
就是说这个基督徒、啊、是一个很特别的人物。
It means that Christians are very special.、
我们都很知道说、哦、这个是你是这个中国人，你是日本人、啊、你是哪里人的这个族群、啊啊、在美国有分那个族群、啊
here, especially in the United States, there are many different ethnicities your culture background. Like some people are from Chinese, some people from some people are Japanese. There are a lot of diversity.
英文叫 race, 对不对？
Race.
种族哈。嗯。你知道美国每十年一次户口普查，对不对？每十年一次哈，啊，啊你都会填你是。原来是哪里人，对不对？啊，是这样哈。
In U.S., you all know that every 10 years they conduct a big census, and they will on that survey will ask you where was your origin, like where was your what is your race.
我怎么知道美国有六百万华人？
How do I know that there are 6 million Chinese descendants in the United States?
因为在户口普查，很多人写华人字，那个格子有一个格子写 Chinese。
Because on the census survey there is a choice as Chinese. That's how they surveyed it.
可是我们这个族群呢是不一样的。
But here, the race they're talking about is different.
他说。我们是金尊的祭司、
And the verse says that we are a royal priesthood.
也就是全世界不管你是哪里人。
It means that in this world, no matter where you came from,
只要你是信耶稣，
as long as you believe in Jesus Christ,
你就是天国的国民。
You are a citizen to God's heaven.
上帝的儿女。
Children of God.
所以这是超越种人类的种族，超越血缘的。
This is beyond what we human categorize as race or blood relations.
我们从以色列人祭司的资格来看看今天的祭司是谁。
So from that, who do you think who qualifies to be a royal priesthood?
他首先讲到，你必须要是。以色列人哈，必须要是以色列人，上帝的儿女。
The first one it says that you must be a Jew, God's children.
在神告诉摩西在出埃及记十九章第六节说，你们要归我做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
In Exodus 19:6, it says you will be.For me, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites.
最近你们都听牧师在说，哎呀，我们基督徒是以色列人，有没有啊？最近我一直在强调这件事情，对不对
？So recently, you have heard from me, and I have been emphasizing that Christians, fellow believers, are actually Israelites.
因为罗马书二章二十八、二十九节说，我们是心里受割礼的真犹太人。
Because in Romans 2:28, it says that we are circumcised at heart. Because we've been washed and covered by Jesus' blood. We have been baptized by the Holy Spirit. We've been baptized by God's words. And we have went through the ceremony of being baptized.
So we are 心里受割礼的真犹太人。
Therefore, we are Jews at heart.
所以凡是你受洗的，你就是祭司。
Therefore, if you have been baptized into Jesus' name, you are a priest.
第二个资格就是，你知道在那个古时候，只有立位人可以做祭司。
The second, in the old times, only the Levites can be priests.
而且必须是亚伦的子孙。
And it must be descendants from Aaron.
就是说，不一定所有立位人都可以做祭司，但一定是亚伦的子孙。
It means that not every Levite can become a priest. It must be descendants of Aaron.
亚伦他是大祭司。
And Aaron was the high priest.
但是呢， 他因为属肉体，他受到限制，他会死的。
But he was also a human being, and he had the limitation of his earthly body, so he died.
但是我们的耶稣是永远活着的，所以他是永远做大祭司。
Yet there is another priest, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. He has eternal life, therefore he's our priest eternally.
希伯来书五章四章十四节说，我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
In Hebrews 4:14, it says that therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess.
所以我们知道耶稣是大祭司。
Therefore, we know that Jesus is our great high priest.
那约翰一书五章一节二节怎么讲呢？
And what did 1 John 5:1-2 says?
他说，凡是信耶稣的，都是从神生的。
It says that everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人都是从神生的，对不对？是不是？
Therefore, everyone sitting here, are you born of God?
因为我们信耶稣嘛。
Yes, you are if you believe in Christ.
所以我们都是祭司。
Therefore, we are all priests.
那么他在这里面呢，就告诉我们这两个条件，我们是做祭司。
So here it lists two qualifications of being a priest.
那个这个祭司这个是在当时呢，翻译成拉丁文的圣经的时候。
Now, when they translated the word priest from Latin.
Oh. 拉丁文 Latin 拉丁文，我不晓得英文怎么读。拉丁文的意思是说桥梁 bridge, 桥梁。
And in Latin, the word priest also means bridge builder.
祭司做什么呢？
And can you think about what a priest needs to do?
我把神的恩典神的爱带给人。
They need to bring God's love and grace to people.
我要把人带给上帝。
And to bring people to God.
我一只手握着神。
It means that one hand the priest is holding God's hand.
我一只手握着人。
On the other hand, he's holding the people.
那我请问弟兄姐妹。请问弟兄姐妹。
So let me ask you.
我们是不是在做这件事情？
Are we doing that kind of...Are we doing the things that a priest should be doing?
就是做神跟人之间的桥梁。
Which is to be a bridge between God and man.
所以你就了解说，耶稣在传道，为什么要到处去探访？
Therefore, you should understand why Jesus needs to go visit people when he was on.
我们为什么要去传福音？
And you should understand why we need to go out and share the gospel.
因为我们是在做一个桥梁。
Because we are serving the purpose of being a bridge.
彼得后书五章说，我们是在劝人与神和好。
In 2 Peter chapter 5, it says that we have the ministry of reconciliation.
那你知道那个旧约的祭司，他是要在会幕圣殿服侍神。
And in the old times, the priest needs to make sacrifices and serve the Lord in the tabernacle.
你知道那个希律王的第三个圣殿被毁了以后，一直到现在没有再重建起来。King of Herod. Okay.
So the temple of the temple that Herod built, the third one, was destroyed, and it's still not rebuilt, and not until today.
耶稣讲得很清楚，他的圣殿就是他的身体，就是今天的教会。圣殿就是他耶稣的身体，教会。
Jesus has told us that church is his body, is his temple.
所以是神借着圣灵居住的地方。
So it's is God's home, where He dwells through Holy Spirit.
所以我们所有弟兄姐妹也要在教会里面来服侍我们的神。
So even though the temple that was destroyed by Herod is not being rebuilt, we can still serve the Lord because church is now where we can serve the Lord instead of the temple.
罗马书十二章第一节说，他说我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，这是圣洁的，是理所当然，是神所喜悦的。
That's why in Romans it says that make yourself, offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
我想我们除了参加主日，或者是查经祷告会以外，我们应该按着神给我们的恩赐，你的负担，在教会找到你服事的定位。
Therefore, to serve as a priest, everyone should find their what they can do, how they can serve God the best, based on the gift God has given you.
其实教会有很多的服事找不到人。
In fact, there are many, many areas, many ministries in the church that we still need people to volunteer to step in.
有的服事只有一个人。
In some areas, some ministries, there is only one person.
照道理说，所有受洗的人，他应该在教会服事神。
Now, ideally, everyone who's been baptized should be carrying some kind of responsibility or doing some kind of serving in the church.
彼得前书第四章第十节这样子说：个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服事哦，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
In 1 Peter it says that we all need to be a good steward of God's grace and
那个恩赐英文叫 gift 对不对 gift 哈。那我问你，你知道你的恩赐是什么吗？
So do you know what kind of gift you have?
有一次我去参加一个追思礼拜。
One time I went to a memorial service.
然后就唱歌。
And we were singing a song.
那在唱歌的时候，我看到所有的人呢，都往后面看。
But then when we were singing the song, I noticed that everyone was looking back.
但因为我坐在最后一排，所以我就不能往后看了啊，因为是最后一排嘛。
And I was sitting at the last row, so there was no need for me to look back.
然后发现所有人都在看我。
So I noticed that everyone actually was looking at me.
那天原来我们教会有一个留学奥地利的男高音声乐家叫陈荣光，他那天没有去参加追思礼拜。
So turns out, originally, there is a really famous singer who studied in Austria, but he wasn't there that day at the memorial service.
所以那一天呢，很多弟兄姊妹发现说，我们的牧师原来他是男高音。Tenor.
So because of that, because of the absence of the other person, everyone actually noticed that I actually sing pretty well. Pastor is actually really good at singing.
我们有一个学音乐的姐妹告诉我。
And then later, one of the sisters who studied music told me that.
她说既然神给你这个声音。
I said, since God has given you the gift of singing.
那你为什么不用唱歌来服侍神？
Why don't you serve the Lord using your voice?
前几天师母告诉我。
And then a few days earlier,
我们结婚这么多年，我怎么不知道你会唱歌？
My wife asked me that I didn't know that you are good at singing.
所以从今以后，我在台湾讲道的时候，很多教会就是说，你讲道之前或讲道之后都要唱一首歌。
So because of that, actually, a lot of churches they have told me that before I start my sermon and after I finish my sermon, I should sing a song at each time.
我根本不知道神有给我这样的一个恩赐。
And I didn't even realize that I had such gift from God.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，可能你不知道你的恩赐是什么。
So brothers and sisters, you might not have noticed your gift yet.
我们要彼此发现你弟兄姐妹的恩赐。
And because of that, we should really pay attention and tell others what kind of gift you have noticed that they have.
他说我们是圣洁的国度。
Here the verse also says that we are a holy nation.
是我们从这个神从这个世界上 把我们分别出来的。
It says that we have been separated from the world.
我们要过圣洁的生活。
We need to live out God's holiness in our daily life.
就是说有人感觉说当一个基督徒在一个地方的时候。
It means that whenever there is a Christian present,
他是把这个世界上人的堕落的败坏的道德把他们的黑暗就照出来了。
Because of he or her presence, all the corruptions, the fallenness of the world will be exposed.
如果基督徒真的按照圣经行事为人，那道德标准是世界最高的。
And if the Christian is following fully according to God's standard and the teaching from the Bible, then his or her standard will become the highest standard that's possible in this world.
耶稣在马太福音五章十六节不是讲吗？说你们的光也这样照在人前，叫别人看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给上帝。
In Matthew, it also says that so that others may see your good deeds and glorify God.
他说我们是属神的子民哈。
It says that we are God's people.
那个英文我们来读一下好了。God's special， 在英文一起来读一下来。
God's special possession。
你知道换成中文是什么？上帝特别拥有的，对不对？是不是？上帝特别拥有的，我们是上帝特别拥有。
So, it really emphasizes on this how special we are to God.
也就是说，我们是上帝的产业。
And it emphasizes on the ownership that we belong to God.
这诗篇三十四篇十二节说：“以耶和华为神的那个国家是有福的。”
In another verse, it says that if a nation, if the people worship God, then that nation will be blessed.
神所拣选做产业的那个人民是有福的。
And the people who are chosen, the nation who's chosen, is truly blessed.
所以我们要为美国这个国家祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray for this country.
基督徒从四十年前，一九六七年，我第一次来美国。那时候基督徒82%，现在剩下46%。
When I first came here, when I first visited U.S., which is 1967, the percentage of Christian in this country was over 80%, and now is much lower.
我最近天天为美国祷告两件事情。
And recently, I have been praying for two things for this country.
说神啊，求你把一个悔改的灵放在每一个住在美国这块土地人的心里面。
And I pray that God will give us a spirit of repentance for everyone who's living in U.S.
主啊，求你复兴美国的每一个教会，不管它是哪一种语言的。
And pray that God will revive all of the churches in U.S. no matter which language they speak or denominations.
已经关掉的教会重新再开放。
And pray that those churches who have been downsized or even closed will be reopened again.
人数减少了，教会能够再增加。
And those who have decreasing members, decreasing number of members, their numbers will increase.
因为当基督徒越来越多的时候
，Because when there are more and more Christians,
那道德这个犯罪就越来越少。
That means the crime rate will decrease.
那我们住在这里就越来越安全。
And you will receive the immediate benefit, which is you will have a safe environment to live in.
好，他说祭司的职分是什么？
So here it talks about the ministry of the royal priest.
他说要叫你们，这个叫你们的意思就是神在我们每一个人身上，他是有他的目的。
Here it talks about that God has a special plan, has a purpose for each one of us.
就是祭司你要去宣扬耶稣基督。
And the main thing is to declare the praises of Jesus Christ.
包括口传，用口去传。
Including to talk about him using your mouth.
那个罗马书第十章说，哎，你没有信耶稣，你怎么会求他？
In Romans 10, it says that how can they call on the one who's Jesus if you have not believed in it?
你没有听到，你怎么会信耶稣呢？
If you have not, how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
可是你没有奉差遣，你怎么去传道呢？
How can they preach unless they are sent?
所以他说，传福音报喜信的人，他的脚中何等佳美。
Therefore, it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news."
所以每一次我去一个人家里探访的时候
，Every time when I go to someone's house to visit,
我就想到我是穿了一个福音的鞋子。
I will remind myself that I am wearing a pair of shoes, the shoes of bearing the good news.
然后到一个人家里去。
And then when I enter their home,
因为是我要去跟他报告好消息。
I am bringing the good news.
所以他说，祭司是做什么？就是宣扬那召你们出黑暗进入光明者的美德。
So the ministry of the royal priest is to call them out of darkness and enter the kingdom of light.
这个黑暗呢，有几个意思。
And here, the darkness means several things.
刚刚那个我们周军弟兄带我们读那个约翰福音三章十九到二十一那里，就是说那个作恶的人呐、恨光，他们喜欢黑暗，就是他的行为是恶的，就是黑暗是这个意思。
Earlier we read the scripture, John. 3:16-21, and it says that the ones who do evil hates light.
第二个意思就是说，这些灭亡的人他们被世界的神魔鬼弄瞎了心眼，他们看不见耶稣。
And the second meaning of living in darkness means that the one who doesn't believe, they don't see the light of Jesus Christ.
特别保罗讲到那些还没有要信耶稣或是拒绝耶稣的，保罗说他们是灭亡的人。
Paul has said that those who refuse the gospel, who choose not to believe, they are perishing.
好，我讲我自己的例子好了哈。
Let me use my own example.
我十八岁受洗。
I was baptized when I was 18.
二十四岁才信耶稣。
But then I did not believe until I was 24.
我就是耶稣所说的，我是爬着围墙进去的，进到教会的。
So in a sense, I was I went through a different route.
我不是从那个耶稣说我就是羊的门，他是唯一的得救的门。
So remember Jesus said that he's the shepherd. And everyone who can go to nobody can go to God unless through him. And but I went through a slightly different route.
So 24 岁那一年
it was not until when I was 24.
我就从那个门进去。
I entered the right door.
耶稣说，我就是羊的门。
And I entered through the door of Jesus Christ.
我认罪悔改。
And it was not until then I repented.
求耶稣赦免我的罪。
Pray that Jesus will forgive my sins.
我要接受耶稣做我的救主。
And accept him as my savior.
那我就问我的牧师说，那我需要不需要再受一次的洗？
And remember, I was baptized before, even though I didn't believe. So when I really believed, I asked my pastor, "Do I need to be baptized again?"
他说不用了。
He said, "You don't need to."
如果你没有真正认罪悔改，接受耶稣做救主，洗一百次也没有用。
Because if you don't believe, then it doesn't matter how many times you go through baptism.
但是如果在我十八岁到二十四岁这个中间，如果发生什么意外，我死亡了。
And if something happened between I was 18 and 24, which is between when I was baptized but didn't believe, and the time that when I truly believed, if I died.
我现在问你们一个，在我死亡之前，我没有真正信耶稣。那我现在问你们，回答我一个，我站在这里，明白？那我死了以后我在哪里？你们告诉我。
So imagine that scenario. Where do you think I would go?
我是不是灭亡了？
I would go to hell. I would suffer eternal punishment.
所以当我奉献的时候，我就觉得说，我没有条件去计较什么了。这条命是上帝给我的。
So when I serve, when I make offerings, I remind myself that truly my life was saved by God.
所以保罗他说，我是罪人中的这个罪魁，就是我罪人中我是最坏的一个。
That's why Paul had the realization that he's the biggest sinner. He realized that how precious God's grace is.
所以他说，我现在要比别的使徒更加的劳苦。
That's why he said he was willing to suffer, even if it is more than the other disciples.
然后当一个人离开黑暗的时候，因为信耶稣，他就进入光明了。
So when a person believes in Christ, he is being taken out of darkness and enter the kingdom of light.
所以我们信耶稣以后，我们就成为光明之子。
And therefore, when we believe in Christ, we become the Son of Light.
因为耶稣就是光。
Because Jesus is light.
所以我们行事为人呢，都是讨神的喜悦。
Therefore, when we believe in Him, we need to do things in a way that's pleasing to Him.
我们都是按照圣经。
And we need to follow His teaching in the Bible.
我们都对得起主。
We need to be accountable to Him.
所以我们是光明之主。
So that we can be the Son of Light.
所以为什么说教会是一个金灯台呢？
Do you know why church is being called the golden lampstand?
就是去照亮那些还不认识耶稣，那些在行为，在灵魂上是黑暗的人。
It represents that because the lampstand is supposed to give out light.It represents that church needs to bring light into other people's life.
但是感谢主，我们现在竟然成了神的子民，神的祭司。
So, thanks to God that we can become His priest, His people.
因为我们是蒙了怜悯。
And it is only by His grace and mercy.
你看啊，神愿意万人得救，不要一个人灭亡。
God does not want anyone to perish. He wants everyone to repent and be saved.
保罗他讲过一句话。
Paul has said once.
我所做的这是为了福音的缘故。我所做的为了福音的缘故。
Everything I do is for the purpose of sharing gospels.
我无论如何总要救一些人。
Everything I do is to
救一些人哈。
To save the ones that he has chosen.
我常常请一些大学生啊、高中生去吃饭。
A lot of times I would invite and buy meals for some high schoolers or college students.
那我也带他们去去玩。
And I would take them out for like some entertain them.
你知道美国有一种叫做水上乐园，有没有水上乐园啊？
Do you know water parks? Have you ever been to water parks?
你没有去，有没有去玩过水上乐园啊？它有一种哈，就像那个马桶那样，你跳下去它会旋转的，有那种哈。你不要翻译，没有翻译没关系，他们听懂。
They, you know, if you have been to a water park, you know that they have the slides that's like swirl. It kind of imitates the motion of when the water goes down the toilet.
我为了陪那些大学生、研究生。
So when I was with those college students,
为了带他们信耶稣。
In order to, you know.Encourage them to believe.
我舍命陪君子，你知道吗？
To prove a point, I was willing to go down the slide.
因为我跳下去，哎呦，这个旋转啊，跳下去啊，那个差不多二十公尺高，我就跳下去。
Just imagine that it was not easy for me because the slide can be really tall and it's kind of dizzy.
那他们告诉我，牧师。以后你绝对不可以再做这件事情。
And after they saw me did that, they told me that Pastor, you should not do that again.
但我换来了两件事情。
But then I gained two things.
他们当中有二十多个人受洗。
They saw the point that I was trying to prove to them.
教会服事。
And 20 of them decided to believe in Christ and got baptized and serve in the church.
所以我那一跳跳得很有价值。
Therefore, I think it was worth it was worthy for me to jump to go down the slide.
所以这里面就告诉我们说，不管你是哪里的，你要离开你原来的宗教。
So here it is telling us that no matter where you are from, no matter what kind of religion you may have believed before,
或者离开你原来的无神论。
Or No matter you were atheist before,
成为神家里人,
you need to abandon all of that and become, join God's family and become His children.
天国的国民, 这是上帝的儿女,
become a citizen in His kingdom.
所以你要跟上帝相交, 这英文叫 fellowship, 你要跟上帝相交,
and you need to have fellowship with God.
所以你要跟弟兄姐妹相交。
And you need to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
啊，我们现在今年牧师在这个教会，我们要推动有四个工作。
So this year, there are four specific areas that we are really working on in our church.
是帮助你尽到一个做祭司的这个职分的责任。
And it's going to help you to fulfill your responsibility, your callings to be a high royal priest.
你看，第一个就是说你做祭司，你必须要很熟悉神的话。
So the first one is that to be a priest, you must know God's words very well.
所以，除了你在家里读经灵修以外，我一直说你要来参加我们的这个查经班。
Therefore, not only you should read and study your Bible at home, but also you should attend Bible study.
我告诉你，你知道有哪几个异端吗？
Do you know some of the heresies?
异端吗？ OK. 你知道摩门教，对不对？
One of them is Mormon.
耶和华见证人会。
The other one is Jehovah's Witness.
安息日会。安息日会，我不英文我不知道怎么，啊，呀 ，and
Watchtower,
the worship is a Saturday, it's not a Sunday. OK, 他们礼拜六做礼拜，安息日会。
Oh, they do their worship service on Saturday instead of Sunday.
同一教 OK。Okay, 同一教 okay.
Sunday Adventist
好、我跟你讲有这些异端到你家里去敲门的你举一下手
If you ever have had someone who's from those religions knocked on your door and try to preach their doctrines to you, you can raise your hand.
他们有个很大的异端，就是说他们否认耶稣是上帝的，否认耶稣是神。
Now the fundamental difference, or error of their religion is that they denial that Jesus is God.
那等于否认耶稣钉十字架。
Which is denial that Jesus died on the cross.
你好不容易信耶稣得永生。
Think about it. If you have believed in Christ and have obtained eternal life.
但是这些异端呢、啊，是要带领下地狱，走遍陆地海洋，带你下地狱。
Then if you know after you have believed, if you followed the heresies, then you would go down to hell again.
你不要开门让他进到你的家。
Therefore, do not believe them.
我要开认识异端的课。
I am actually planning to start a course about these heresies.
你可以跟赵建强弟兄报名。
And if you are interested, you can contact Brother 赵建强。
超过60人，我们再来开课。
I'm going to wait until there are more than 60 people registered.
啊，每一次，不然每一次都30个人。
Because otherwise there's too few people.
啊，都是那几位，啊，忠心耿耿的弟兄姐妹。
I want more people to attend this kind of classes, not just the regulars.
第二个，祭司必须在教会献祭啊，就是你要在教会侍奉神。
The second area is to be a priest. You must serve the Lord in church.
所以我刚刚有讲过，你必须要知道你的恩赐是什么。
Earlier we talked about you need to know what kind of gift God has given to you.
好像割草也是服事啊，对不对？
Even if it is just mowing the lawn.
我刚刚在厨房看到我们一个弟兄戴个围巾在那边做菜。
Earlier I saw a brother actually was wearing an apron and was cooking in the kitchen.
我很想，但是我没时间。我很想做菜给你们吃。
You know, in fact, I really want to serve in that ministry as well, but I don't have time.
或者你要陪牧师去探访。
Or you could accompany me to do the ministry of visitation.
第三个，我们来看一下。我们要参加关怀联络我们小组的聚会。
Which is the third area that a priest should participate in church gatherings, visitations, and caring ministries.
我常常讲这个十字架。
Oftentimes when I speak of the cross.
那个指的就是我们跟神的关系啊，神跟神相交。
I explained that the vertical line represents the relationship between us and God.
那个横的就是我们弟兄姐妹彼此相交啊。
And the horizontal line represents the relationship between brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们在上个礼拜天是吧，举行了第一次地区小组的聚会。
Thanks to the Lord, we were able to host the first area fellowship meetings last Sunday.
我听到每一位弟兄姐妹分享。
And I heard a lot of testimonies, a lot of brothers and sisters shared their thoughts.
So 我才知道，我以前我是多么的不认识他。
And from that, I learned a lot about them.
我们要互动才会 close 才会亲嘛。
Therefore, I realized that we really need to have a lot more interaction in order to grow closer.
第四就是你做祭司，你就是要传福音，带领人信主。
The fourth area is that a priest's responsibility is to spread the good news of the gospel and lead people to Christ.
无论他是华人、美国人，哪一个族裔的，我们都要跟他传福音。
No matter they are white Americans or they are Asian or regardless of their origin, race or ethnicity, we need to share gospel to everyone.
无论是校园或者是 local 本地的
no matter they are still in school or they're working or
我们都要带领他们信耶稣
whatever they do we need to lead them to Christ
不要忘记我们就是一个桥梁
remember that we are the bridge.
劝人与神和好。
We carry the ministry of reconciliation.
把神带给人。
We need to bring the good news, bring the gospel, bring God to people.
把人带给上帝。
And bring people to God.
祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们满心感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们可以放心大胆地说，称呼你为我们的阿爸父。
We can say confidently that you are our Abba Father.
你把我们从灭亡死亡中拯救过来。
You have saved us from eternal perishment.
然后拣选我们做你的儿女。
And you have chose us to become your children.
做金尊的祭司。
To be your royal priest.
我们感谢赞美你。
We praise you and thank you.
因为你把一个劝人与神和好的职分赐给我们了。
Because you have given us the ministry of reconciliation to bring you and people together.
所以主，你在我们心里面做感动的工作。
Therefore, God, please touch our hearts.
我们要渴慕你的话。
Let us be hungry for your words.
因为我们才知道怎么样用你的话去造就、安慰、鼓励别人。
So that we know how to use your words to encourage others, build others up.
我们才能够去分辨什么是异端。
So that we know what is your truth and what is lies and heresies.
亲爱的主，你感动我们弟兄都愿意在教会来服侍你，为你做工。
Lord, please move in everyone's heart and let everyone be willing to serve in the church.
你也要我们彼此相爱。
And let us love each other.
所以我们彼此要有相交。
So that we can fellowship with each other.
最重要的是说，主。还有这么多人不认识。
And most importantly, Lord, there are still a lot of people who don't know you.
每天有那么多人死亡。
And there are a lot of people dying every day.
我们必须在这个人还活着的时候跟他传福音。
So time is very limited. We really need to share the good news with them before they die.
让他们有一天也能够成为金尊的祭司。
So that one day they can become your royal priest as well.
我们祷告感谢奉耶稣的名。
And we thank you, pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.